Climb up, Hellinger. If you drop that boy, it's your head.
Montel understood the words, but could barely hear through the ringing in his ears. The Magrail train hadn't slowed to pass through Outreach City 1, the largest metropolis on least of four. It never did, despite regulations. Rules only applied to the ruled. Speed was money in this business, and the Gavant Reach loved money. More noise came from the otherworldly voice above. He thought it should sound angelic coming from on high, though he knew the vile rot of his overlords owned the speaker, body and soul. Salvation would not come from that direction. Hope was a hallucination. The ringing in his ears was reality. The universe was now made entirely of smashed buildings and dust. Fatigue, pain, and frustration kept him connected to the land of the living. His family was the reason he continued. They were up there. He had to see them. He had to guarantee their passage with the life of the cadet. Frustration changed the shouter's tactics.
The Gavant Reach has a lot invested in you. I'm not seeing a single negative mark in your weekly performance reviews. Why is this taking so long? How hard can it be? Is the boy alive? He's a level 5 cadet. Can't weigh more than 30 or 35 kilos.
A pause followed, like the man was reading something.
You're 78. I thought Hellingers were strong well past middle age. Your investment ratio says you have a good 40 or 50 years of physical robustness left to give us. Just get this done. I'm not missing the next shuttle on your account.
Montel looked up with effort. Blood trickled down the side of his head. The sensation was surreal. Terrible, but not really that important. A rivulet crept toward eyes that never closed. His people didn't need flaps of skin for protection. Their eyes weren't made of soft jelly, but organic lenses that were both hard and flexible. He wiped blood away with one of his stout telescoping fingers. On his back was the unconscious Gavant cadet, the only survivor he'd found on this final trip into the collapse. Cords held the boy in place. Though unconscious, the lad seemed petulant to Montel, probably because that was how he saw every member of their race. Petty, angry, and too powerful to resist, they ruled the stars. High above, the Gavant officer sneered and cursed and put away the noose-like rescue line he'd attempted to snatch Montel with 3 times. Few of his dull gray features were visible, though the magenta identity tattoo around his eyes was certainly beneath all that grime. This man had the power of life and death over anyone of lesser rank, especially races other than his own. As a Hellinger, Montel's neck was the same diameter as his head, and the loop of the rescue noose had slipped off again and again and again. How damn bad did this guy want his corpse, because that was all he would get after dragging him 20 meters by his neck through wreckage so tangled it was impossible to crawl over? The answer was easy. So long as the boy on his back survived the ordeal, it would be worth the loss of a working engineer to the powers that be.
I am coming. Perhaps you should go on ahead, get a cool drink and a towelette for the dust on your face.
Zyso, to the Titans with you if you fail.
The man backhanded the air to express his disgust, then turned his back to the entire train wreck.
I will explain to the review committee that you killed the child with your incompetence.
Wait,
Montel screamed, something no Hellinger did, even to save their own life. The Gavant cadet on his back groaned, prompting him to shrug sharply in annoyance. What mattered was above. He knew he must win the officer's goodwill.
My family.
Your family will go to a modern factory. They will be treated decently, I think. Solid workers, every one of them. That is for saving my life. Next time, however, save our cadets first, then your wife and children.
Thick tears beaded on Montel's eyes. The protective layer enhanced his vision rather than blur it like most other races in the Gavant Reach. He leaned on the wreckage of the city, stared up at all that he had lost, and felt bittersweet joy that they were alive.